From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Islamic State attack north of Baghdad Sunday left at least 11 people dead, more than 20 wounded. Suicide attackers stormed a gas plant, setting off multiple explosions. At least three gas storage facilities set afire. The latest attack follows others in the past week, including three in Baghdad that killed nearly 100 people. In Jordan, the Obama administration's top envoy to the coalition fighting IS extremists, Brett McGurk, said the Sunni insurgency has been unable to gain significant ground since taking the city of Ramadi a year ago, which they lost in December.
The caliphate, as they call it, this perverse caliphate, is shrinking. So they are very much on the defensive. They have not retaken any territory really since their operations in Ramadi going all the way back to May. So their territory is shrinking, and they are now doing these suicide attacks against civilian populations. It's not going to work, but that's what they're trying to do. But this is nothing new. It's not a new tactic. I mean, this is the nature of the organization.
McGurk told reporters in Amman the U.S.-led coalition is conducting precision airstrikes in Mosul almost every day. He said the group's efforts to retake the Iraqi city of Raqqa in Syria are making progress. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh Sunday said he'll not negotiate a border dispute with Senegal, which surrounds his tiny country, raising doubt about whether a meeting will take place in Dakar. According to the French press agency, Mr. Jammeh said on state television he has no plans of settling the matter because his border remains open. In February, Gambia imposed a hike on fees for trucks entering the country from Senegal without advance notice. Senegalese truck drivers retaliated by blockading the border. Guinea's leader, President Alpha Conde, is trying to mediate the dispute. This is VOA News. In the Dominican Republic, early results from Sunday's election show incumbent President Danilo Medina poised to win re-election and avoid a runoff. With 15% of the vote counted, Mr. Medina holds 61% of the vote. He needs more than 50% to avoid a runoff. His nearest rival is businessman Luis Abinader with 35%. Earlier, Mr. Medina indicated he would accept the results, whatever they are. Voting Sunday was hampered by problems with new voter fingerprint technology and the sudden mass resignation of thousands of poll workers. Mr. Medina has benefited from an economy that grew by 7% in the past year. The South American country of Venezuela is in crisis a day after President Nicolas Maduro threatened to seize closed factories and arrest their owners. The country is struggling to deal with food shortages, inflation, protests, and power shortages. Friday, Mr. Maduro extended a state of emergency, accusing the U.S. of trying to destabilize his country. He's called for military exercises to combat foreign aggression. Mark Jones is a Rice University Latin expert.
It's rare to find a middle-income country that had been at such a high in terms of well-functioning democratic institutions, to see one now that is now experiencing conditions that you only see during times of war.
Mr. Maduro's political opponents have become increasingly vocal, calling for his resignation. Almost 20,000 South Sudanese have left UN camps since the end of last year, but over 180,000 remain. The Senior Coordination Officer of Relief, Integration and Protection, Sam Muhumuri, says they're being encouraged to return home.
You cannot live a dignified life in a pure society. So it's important that religious leaders, political leaders, as well as the traditional leaders, keep on talking to their people so that they can understand that they also have a contribution to make.
The UN World Food Program warns more than 5 million people may face a severe food shortage during the rainy April to September season. Libya's new government and its security challenges are the focus of diplomats Monday as they gather in Vienna to discuss the situation in the country that's been in a state of chaos since Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni are co-hosting the session aimed at supporting the Government of National Accord. Hundreds of performers and horses Sunday culminated in a four-day event at Windsor Castle near London, marking Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday. She's the longest-ruling British monarch, with a reign extending 64 years. The Queen turned 90 on April 21st. More events are planned June 11th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.